anywhere. I'm just neurotic.
Okay.
Don't mind me.
Please go somewhere.
I'm all for throwing punches too.
Oh, hey.
It's okay. Set it somewhere. I'm not trying that again.
I need my computer.
Whoever fucking listens to that, the first thing is gonna be like, BAM! Headphones off your fuck. Okay, anyway, yeah, so you guys see another officer stand up right in front of, or right behind the other one who's reaching down. He's reaching for his pistol, and he doesn't quite know, he's the first time that he sees any of this, so he doesn't quite know. He's literally just, like, looking down at his friend, and just, like, making sure nobody fucks with him, right? With that, it makes it Vlad. Vladimir, your turn.
I don't know.
Do something.
Do something. I still have my fucking. I got the fucking touch.
Well, you're not in range now.
Oh, I'm not in range anymore?
Well, you'd have to move, is what I'm saying. If you want to do that.
What was your initiative?
My initiative.
Plus two.
No, well, start.
Oh, what to start with?
No. Just when we started this round at that time.
I feel like it was like 9.
His was like 8 or 9.
Yeah.
It was him and then me and then you.
So heads up. Had your ass stinks.
Heads up, you're on deck.
Yeah. Because after it, Bjorn's me and then. I already know what I'm doing. I'm stabbing bitches.
Stabbing bitches.
Well, exactly. You got 2 daggers, bro.
I got 2 daggers.
I could stab bitches. I don't know. Is that. Can I do that?
Yeah, nobody got nobody. The white dots.
I mean, is anybody fucked up enough to need?
Yeah, actually, the officer with the white ring around it's real close to death.
Yeah, don't heal him.
Set him on fire.
No, don't set him on fire.
Don't set him on fire. You'll blow up.
Just stab him.
Stabby.
Mm-hmm.
Stabby. Yeah, you got somebody
set
between.
Set him on fire.
You got somebody in some crates between you and him. It's not going to be easy to get there. I'd go on the aisle and. Stab the white dot, but the blue and the black.
I mean, but I also
like the yellow guy.
I have this inflict.
Oh.
Yeah, he can just walk
fire.
You're the salmon color dude.
Yeah, but I because I got inflict wounds, which is
salmon.
4d10.
It's supposed to be pink.
That might be better.
Yeah, it's
oh, how would I set him on fire?
Don't set him on fire.
Set him on fire?
No, you'll kill us all.
Do please not set him on fire.
I'm all for it.
The only one who'd be safe is you.
Yeah, set him on fire. Great idea.
He just flies away to his own adventure, and we just have to just sit here. And
I'm gonna go hunt some rocks, man.
Yeah.
Wait, you're not gonna
know
do
if
it.
He
somebody
would be
is
safe.
Oh yeah, I'm all the way
in
the back. Oh, I'm
pretty
close.
We need to detach these cars one way or the other.
Like. Blast radius wise, you're
yeah,
closer to
it. I'm in the front
I'm
of the car.
So,
yeah.
Facebook right now.
I am.
I have a problem right now.
But the good thing about gunpowder
just touch
is
him and
since
hurt
it's
him.
Not compressed,
touch
it won't fucking
yeah.
Well, it is black powder too, so it's not as explosive.
Yeah, it's not compressed. That's how
you
it's too decompressed.
Yeah.
So
there's going to be a lot of smoke, a lot of flash.
By a lot.
Yeah, but no real fucking kaboom.
Except for the crates around it, which
right.
Might still be.
You might be a lot of little slow
level.
You know,
Sam, we just second level, yeah.
Okay.
So you're using
what now?
Second level inflict wounds.
Okay.
Yeah. On the commander?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Herpes.
Which might be a little excessive, but. Because it's 4d10.
But.
Well, you know. I've seen rolls pretty bad tonight. So.
That's true. It could only be 4 points of damage. So yeah, definitely use second level.
Of course.
So you have to roll the hit.
Yeah.
Just so everybody knows, at the top of this round, regardless of if the fight's over or not, we're having a smoke break.
Good.
No!
Roll the hit, Bjorn.
Is that it? If he manages to get
a little crashy here.
The Officer Curtis.
What?
My intention is to manage to steal the Officer Curtis is to search his body.
I'm nervous because
and take his gun and hat and give him the gun.
4d10, so I need 4.
You have to roll to hit first.
Oh, shit.
For the 4th time.
Gotcha. What?
Nothing.
I'm fucking down. Leave me alone.
Does he roll to hit on?
Yeah. It's a +3 to hit.
Okay.
So.
Oh, you're at advantage, by the way.
Oh.
Because he's on the ground.
Roll again.
There it is.
What was that?
That was
3.
A
3. Oh.
Yeah, you don't want to roll that again.
Okay. 16.
+3 is 19.
Hits!
Mm-hmm. Now you roll your 4d.
Roll damage.
So here's one. Here's
how many
one.
Do you need?
And these ones that look like that.
How many do you need?
4.
There's
4D
3.
4d 10.
Oh,
both.
Rolls.
Balls!
You got it.
Fuck.
7, 8, 9.
There's a 14. What is that? 28
plus damage? What is that?
10? That's 10 plus 4 is 14. Ooh, 7 14. And 7 is 14, so that's 28 points of damage.
Shit.
I'm assuming he didn't have 28 points of damage.
You never know. He was the commander.
You reach down and touch him. I don't know.
From I want to do the like yawn and stretch and tap him thing again.
Really?
I love that. Yeah, that's going to be his magic.
Okay. So, like, as this just massive melee and gunshots and fucking wood splinters flying all around you, you've been mostly just sitting there this entire time, just kind of peaceful. You stand up, just get a big old stretch, and you look down. Oh, all right. And anyone who's watching sees the life force completely drained from their skin. Think like Indiana Jones. When he drinks from the bad cup, nice. Right? Like, they'll just...
You've chosen poorly.
Yep. His body is laying there shriveled. Wound is, like, completely coagulated into just disgustingness. What was a almost pristine uniform, still almost pristine, with the exception, of course, of the big blast hole. He is no more. He is gone. He's no longer of this earth.
That was effective.
You gotta pick your deity as being Lebowski. He's real casual. Patron saint of napping.
It would have been his turn, but not anymore. I'm assuming you're done?
Yeah, that'll do.
Grundle.
Yeah, I go over to... Are those two different colors or the same color?
These two?
Yep.
This one is blue. That's blue.
Okay.
And this is...
Well, then I will kill that guy. I'll walk up to him and then stab him.
Stab.
So you're going to get an attack of opportunity if you walk through these two. Or no, he's friends.
No, okay, yeah, they're both friendly.
All right, sounds good.
Stab him.
Stabby stab.
Stab him.
Hit him with a stick.
Stabby McStab.
Stab him with two sticks.
I hit him with my pointy stick.
So you're going to get...
Smack him with your dick.
Three attacks here, right? Because you're frenzy, two weapon fighting, and your regular attack, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. Yeah.
So there's 18 plus 5, which is going to hit.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right, nice. And that one I'm going to roll damage, which would be...
Oh. Okay. This officer readied his action, and he was waiting for a belligerent, and you became a belligerent when you walked towards this, so he's going to take a shot at you.
Okay.
That was his readied action, is
okay.
Look for a belligerent,
okay.
Take a shot.
Shoot through three guys.
Does 14 hit?
No.
Alright.
And you should probably do a dex save on that character, correct?
No, everyone's crouched down.
Because he's right in front of me, so he would take
it's
shot.
Absolutely. Oh. He's absolutely right. And he fails.
So, yeah. Let's see what happens.
Okay. Well, he takes 2 points of damage.
Not too shabby.
It's like
right.
The worst roll.
I still stab him.
It sucks so bad when you roll a 1 on a d12.
It's the 18.
But anyway.
Yeah, 23 got hit. And then d4 plus 3. That has to be 4. So 4 damage.
Okay.
And then I want to hit him with my other dagger.
Recording where the corpses are.
Which would be 17 plus 5, which hits if the first one did. Which would be... 5 damage. And then the third hit was 19 plus 5, so that's going to hit 2.
You're good.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure we're done.
Well, there's still these two back here.
No, I mean with...
He's fucked. That dude. You came in just like, prison style, shivs. And he just straight up... falls to the ground.
Technically,
after almost getting blasted.
No. Yes, you're right, but they're officers, so I wanted to keep them.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
And so that would end my round because that was all my movement and all of my attacks. Alright, I killed a gangster. I feel better now.
Alright, these guys are all reloading and taking up positions against these guys. And this guy's actually going to start to move in here. He's gonna make a dex check.
And he might not make it.
Hilarious. Yep. He starts to walk to the other train, and a bump comes along, and right as he's stepping over, that's all you hear. Or wait, no, it'll be like the Wilhelm.
That's funny.
Or it could be like the lady like, smashing grapes.
The train has killed more people than anybody. And we're safely inside.
It'd be great, because when we take it over, it'll have gone up a level.
I can drive this train, too.
Zillith.
Give me as close to one of the enemies as you can.
The officers or the...
It doesn't matter as long as it's not one of us.
5, 10, 15, 20. 25 puts you at the officers.
Okay. Put me there.
And you're outside of the car.
Can you put me as close to like both of them as you can?
I'll need you to make a dex check if you want to try and step. A disadvantage because you're stepping over one of them.
Smack it. Smack the guy who's trying to pull a pin. We want the train, man.
Yeah,
come
on. That seems
just smacking Trainee McTrain face.
Wap his hand
I need to be
with
closer.
Your, well, you could, you know, your quarter staff, you don't have reach, dude, the quarter staff. You should be able to smack his hand.
Should have like 10 foot at least with quarter staff.
Yeah, I think it's 10 foot reach.
Nice.
Dex saving?
That's if you want to cross. You don't have to
don't
cross.
Do it.
I do want to cross.
So if you make this dex check,
you are
it's not a saving throw. It's at disadvantage.
If you remember, I almost
leave
in
the heart
train.
Of the cards.
I gave you every out.
Ooh. Two. You get to add your next bottom.
You fail.
Can I?
You go to step over, and you lose your footing. You start to fall. What are you doing?
Can I try and help him?
Drag
absolutely.
Him.
Okay. Can I just run up and grab him?
Yep. So this will be. Your action on the next round?
My action?
Mm-hmm.
Man. Fuck him. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry.
That's it. You can't. My strength should be able to save.
What are you?
Penis.
What am I?
Yeah, race.
Genasi?
Genasi, okay.
What is that?
It looks mostly like a human. In this world, it mostly just means that he has
gen, right?
Pure white hair and pure white eyes.
Elemental.
Okay.
What element should you pick?
Hair.
Can you fly?
Wait.
Think so.
Can I? Let me finish. Can I push him? Like.
What's
you
your alternative? Like, what were you going to do before you thought of pushing him? Grabbing him and pulling him back?
Yeah.
Okay.
But now I'm thinking, like, pushing him up over.
So, I'll let you choose. If you want to push him, it's going to be a strength check. If you want to pull him, it's going to be a dex check. Specifically, athletics, or we'll call it sleight of hand.
I think your sleight of hand would probably be better than your athletics.
That's the same.
Ooh. Your call, then.
Push me.
I'm,
How much do you weigh?
No, can't be that much.
I mean, as humans.
I mean, it would be your tree.
Wait, are you sure that's right? Sleight of hand and athletics? Because my dex is a +3 and my strength's only a +1. But athletics and sleight of hand are both +3.
You probably took a proficiency in one of them.
Oh, because, yeah, it's the gunslinger. Because, yeah, never mind. I forgot.
Roll good.
Ugh.
18!
Wait, you didn't tell me. Is this a push or a pull?
Push.
It's a push. Okay.
Yeah,
18?
Yeah, because it didn't matter. 18 +3.
So 21.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seeing that a simple shove isn't going to do it, you actually go in for a boot to get him across. And you feel just like, you feel yourself about to fall, and immediately a fucking kick to the ass sends you all the way across, tumbling into this guy. And you and him are both prone.
Some raid going on.
Great. We're gonna find out how many other officers are in the car.
This guy's gonna have to make a dex check, though.
Ooh, we might have him off screen.
That's a cock die. Ooh. Let's see if his buddy can help. No, he's prone. No, he's gone.
Train takes another one. Ooh, it's a killer train, man. Seriously, this train's
so like up. As you know are flying over him, you bump into him, and like he's already in kind of a precarious position, and he just goes.
Man, I am not moving from one car to another.
The train has killed four people.
almost
it almost killed the two characters at the very beginning.
Hey, we've only killed six combined.
Believe me when I say that this train could have killed you all without help.
It still could.
Yeah.
All the crates are filled with gunpowder. Yeah. Which is why you should just start throwing
You already told me gunpowder.
So you're prone. You have no more movement speed left because you used it to get there.
So I can't stand up enough.
Can't stand up. If you attack from the ground, it'll be at disadvantage.
I want that hat probably more than Curtis wants that gun.
I can try.
The hat.
Doesn't hurt to try.
My next move is
well, I shouldn't say that.
Is he wearing a hat?
Yeah, he's wearing a hat. He said that the officer was wearing a hat to match his uniform.
Was that the officer?
No.
No, that was the ranked...
That was the guard.
Yeah, I
died right there.
You're going to have to buy that hat for me.
That was
you're taking the hat?
No, I already...
The commander didn't have a hat.
I took that hat a long time ago.
He had the perfect hair.
He had this perfect hair.
Commander had the perfect hair.
Right, yeah. I took that hat a long time ago.
You took the hat?
But you didn't.
Yes, I did.
He did.
Ready?
Did you?
He did.
When?
He called it out. He said, I take the musket right and the hat.
Right. I gave him the musket.
And yeah, but then I grabbed the hat. After you grabbed the revolver, I grabbed the hat.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Scott. I wanted the hat.
Oh, that's right.
Nice. Roll your damage.
My whole night's ruined. Thanks, guys.
Oh, wait. No, yeah, actually, it's at disadvantage. What was your second roll?
17.
Oh, that still hits.
I'm
going
to ask
Moonbeam.
To take your hat back.
Say what?
Moonbeam.
We have a thing going.
You're casting a spell?
Yeah. Can't I?
You could do that.
Well, that's not what you said. You said you were going to attack.
Well, that was attacking.
The moonbeam is cast is totally different.
Because it doesn't matter.
So, like, a melee attack would be at disadvantage. Casting a spell is casting a spell.
Okay, so I can just cast a spell then?
Yeah, I mean, as long as you have the components and everything, yeah.
I swear to God.
Am I right then? That would be a hit then?
Mickle might be snapped.
Well, you don't have to read moonbeam.
I will kill us all.
Read moonbeam. Because Moonbeam is you summon this thing, and actually, you're already doing a concentration spell right now.
Are you looking at memes from 2006?
No, we're selfies.
That flame blade will
is
go
that
away
the double French
when you cast
Moonbeam. Fister? It's been a okay minute. We'd call that throwback Thursday.
So anything within 5 feet of me gets damaged.
Well, Moonbeam, you bring down a Moonbeam, and you can move it around as a bonus action, and anyone who starts their turn in it will take damage.
Okay, so I can just put it within, like, right on me. But that other guy would be in it.
Yeah.
Is that going to work? You're inside it.
Yeah, yeah, no, because it comes down from the sky. So you need to have...
Technically, he's not
I think
inside,
it tells you
he's
you
outside.
Need to, read your fucking spells before you just go spout shit off.
You just stop it.
There's a window right in front of the dude.
Well, no, he's outside. That's not in the train. That's outside the train.
No, that's in the train. Oh, by the way, you get a view of what that looks like.
Well, can I hit him with the flame blade then?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We set no fire.
Oh, well, there's no fucking crates of gunpowder that he can see in there.
Oh, well, that's first class, man.
So I already got the hit port?
Yeah, yeah.
10.
10 total?
Yeah.
Let me see. Yeah, man. You send, from the ground, you just like... You know, sideways slash this guy, and it gets him all the way down the side, cauterizing the wound as it goes. The whole room smells like burnt flesh now. And when I say, like, think like Star Wars Empire Strikes Back ripping open the Tauntaun, like, it's just you cut deep into him. He's not doing well. He's not dead though. He's sitting there like gasping. He's like, like, he can't even scream. You've cut that, you know, and cauterized it so bad. Anything else? You good? Alright, that's the top of the round. Let's have a smoke break.
You need to air this motherfucker out.
Just for a really quick recap, we've got two loyalists in the back train.
Yeah, they know nothing about that, so.
One officer in the front train and a whole shitload of bodies.
He should.
Wait.
That's, no, we've
got to be under officers. I said I'm colorblind, so I keep seeing white, and you say it's blue. It's blue.
Yeah.
It is blue.
Right. What
it's
color
teal,
is it?
But
blue. Teal.
Yeah, it's like a light blue.
Yeah, I can't. It looks light to me, so I'm like, that should be good.
Move. It's the same color as my shoes, which is fitting.
Well, I used to smoke. I quit, though.
Someone farted down here.
It's feet. It stinks.
Yeah. But it's the feet smell too, but it also smells like somebody farted.
Dustin's been flatulent.
Thank you.
so happy.
About it is if we are going to take this train, we've all got to, or at least I've got to make it to the front of this damn thing.
So Josh's character went unconscious in the fall.
After he attacked.
And black powder, is it explosive or just flammable?
It's not contained. It's not compact. Because that's what I said to him and we had the conversation.
Like, gunpowder is an item and it will tell you exactly what it does. Literally, exactly.
But if it's not compressed, gun, like,
it
black
literally
powder.
Tells you exactly what it does.
Yeah. Okay, we'll look at gunpowder. Or it's black
powder. I have to follow those rules too.
I'm confused.
Is that you?
Yeah. He's pissing himself.
I'm like, is somebody dumping out a drink or something?
Most zap sounds... ever.
Oh my god.
How
okay.
do you look at?
Alright, is everybody good to go?
Yeah.
Top of the round, Nebish.
I gotta load, so I'm ducked behind a crate.
You loaded as a bonus action last turn.
No, I did.
Oh, I thought it was you.
No.
No, I'm okay. The only one that can do that.
I grabbed the other musket and fired.
Ah,
so
yeah.
Two unloaded muskets.
Okay, so you're loading? Are you doing anything else?
No. Stand duck down behind the crate.
Okay, sounds good.
My powder is not an item.
Good boy.
Blue.
It's the same thing.
Okay. Blue, you're up.
Oh, sorry.
So, a container full
is,
of gunpowder.
He's still
explodes.
Alive, correct?
Yeah, but barely. He's just literally just squirming on the floor.
Just causes it to flare.
Okay.
It's a big flare.
Actually, hold on a second. Yep, he still has a hold of his revolver.
So Josh's character is not in the equation anymore?
No.
He's unconscious, so we can, just for all intents and purposes, say
he can't be hurt by radial damage? That's kind of the...
Yeah, we'll just say that.
Okay.
It's magic.
I use my action to kick him?
Yeah, to kick Grundle across the thing.
No,
me.
Josh
across the thing. Yeah.
What? Do I still have movement then?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Would you have done it knowing he was about to leave?
No,
just
I wouldn't.
Let him die.
I would not.
Andre, would I be able to load both your muskets?
No, it's an action
one.
Per. Right. Remember that loading a musket is like pulling out.
Can we
out
have more than one musket?
Wait, can I see him?
Yeah.
Who, him?
Yeah.
Absolutely, he's on the ground writhing and squirming and shit.
Oh. Okay. Can I...
This whole gunpowder fiasco is annoying the shit out of me.
Those are 5-foot squares, correct?
It does. It's just, you know, like...
Yes.
If you bust open the containers, in reality...
I'm gonna go back to the...
There's no compression.
Commander.
So gunpowder.
Okay.
And take his pistol.
Setting fire to...
Okay.
5, 10, 15,
20, 25, 30.
I was gonna try and grab a handful of it and throw it
grab
in
his pistol?
Face,
yep.
And then cauterize their eyeballs. But
you gotta set it on
fire. Reach down.
Fireball can't
won't be needing this.
But then what's the point of a fireball?
Can I... Does he have any ammo on him? Can I?
So that's like a search. That
I've never done that in combat.
It would be an action. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. What is it?
What is
his pistol?
Oh, it is just in terms of mechanics. It's a 6-shot revolver. It's just a straight up revolver.
It's just very pretty.
It's just very pretty. It's knowing what you know about guns because you are a gunslinger. You know that this thing's worth probably about 100 gold.
Okay, so
hard to handle.
I'm gonna add.
Yeah, this. It's fucking fancy. It's like super fancy.
And then I'm going to customize that. fancy revolver.
Each square is 5 feet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And movement ivory is recorded handle. Where for your ability to how long you can walk?
You said it was chrome, right? Or is it nickel-plated?
Nickel-plated.
Okay. Nickel-plated? Was there engraving on it?
Gold. It's gold inlay, so it's a...
Towards the top, so once you have your move speed. There you go. 25.
Okay. So I can move 5 square.
Also, feeling it in your hand, like, it's very... It's fucking smooth, man. It's like...
I use the rest of my turn to hide my boner.
Pick something good. You won't be needing this.
Wait.
They clean that up before it starts to stick.
Yeah. Who's got some solvent?
5 damage.
I'm going to the prone car.
You're done?
Yes, I just... How many times did he fire? 3, by my count?
3 for sure. We'll call it 3. I'm pretty sure 3.
Okay.
Yep, 3. It was 3.
I'm going to the front car, where the black dot is.
You're gray. So 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35. You want to go make it across?
I only got 40 feet, so...
Yep, that'll put you across, but you'll need to make that dex check.
Yep.
All
right. I roll a 20.
Take a run and jump.
Yeah.
14.
He wasn't kidding. 14?
Yeah.
You make it across.
We just talked about this.
Yeah, we just had this conversation.
And you look down and hear this guy. He's just writhing in agony. He's not even paying attention to you. He's in so much pain right now.
Kick him in the dick.
Nope. I'm gonna shoot him in the dick with my musket.
Give him the old.
Oh no, I can't
because
it's not reloaded.
Yeah,
you shot it.
Bash him in the dick. Fucking give him a macho
kick
man
him.
Elbow drop right strike. To the cock. Give him the people's elbow.
18
hits. Don't even need to roll damage. He's at 1 HP.
He's dead.
Yeah, he's fucking toast.
He's an officer too, though, right?
So can I see any more of the train now, or?
Yeah. Take a quick peek through. Oops. Wrong there. That's what you see.
And, I'm done. I got no more movement left, and I don't need any bonus actions, so...
Okay.
So, 4 doors, we've seen 4 officers go, so...
Mickle.
Might be empty.
Just checking something. For distance, I just want to see what the distance is.
Are we still in combat?
Yeah, because two white guys in the back car.
Oh, I can't see that.
Look at the screen.
Yeah, I know, but...
Mikkel, which one are you?
I'm green.
Yeah, you're in the wrong car.
Okay, so I can't get there quite yet. Maybe I can. So I'm trying to go. So I can move 5 squares for 25... And then 6 more. So I can move 11 squares with the C step. Does that get me,
5, 10 to get across, 15, 20, 25 puts you right there. But you'll have to make the dex check to get across.
I was hoping to get to...
Oh, you're going the other way.
Yeah.
So 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 puts you right there.
And then that's 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, so I can misty step over there.
Do you plan on attacking anything?
You can use.
I just wanted to loot the corpse that he just killed.
Sure, use the dash. Well, because search would be an action in combat, so yeah,
okay.
Misty step over there, and then because there's an action called the dash action, which allows you to move your full movement speed again. So future reference.
So if I dashed, I could.
So you
still have to
you
do the
couldn't search if you dash, but if you misty step, you could.
I would like to misty step.
Misty step
loot my body.
Bonus action,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but it'll loot your body because you stole my hat.
Misty step's a bonus action, right?
It is an available bonus action.
Yep. So then you can absolutely misty step across.
Cool. That's what I'd like to do, and I'd like to loot that corpse that Scott just finished off.
Okay, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. 25 right there. You're standing over
this. Hopefully I get something I can trade for the hat.
You're standing over this corpse.
No, you're getting the hat.
And you're looting it. You are actually looting the corpse?
Yes.
Okay.
There are two corpses there. Just
nope.
For
nope. The other guy went under.
No, there was...
Oh, yeah, there was another officer.
Yeah, I'm keeping track.
Do I get to loot two, both corpses? Or is
two
it
more revolvers.
It's good to have a Curtis.
Yeah.
So you're looting them both?
Yeah.
Yep. You start rifling through pockets and stuff. Hold on, I gotta...
I want the hat, so we'll figure out what's up.
Oh, no, I already got a plan for that.
You got a plan for the hat?
Yep.
I need bullets, just... I need revolver rounds, everybody. Just FYI.
Well, if I find some bullets, I'll give you the bullets. I'm just really in it for the fashion and the buttons, guys. And maybe some toys. I plan on making a lot of toys once I get some crap in my pockets.
We got a whole time I'm talking to make little clockwork things that run up things and blow up.
I plan on that. But for the most part, right now, I'm just making toys.
Yeah.
Gotta do my advance.
So while he's bending down to, just curious if I can do this, looting the bodies with his back turned to me, I have a case of explosive diarrhea that comes on, and I don't know what to do with it, so I pull the hat out, take a shit in it, and put it on his head.
Okay, that's an action. You'll have to wait for your turn.
Why?
That is an action.
You think that Mikkel has a problem getting shit on? He's a very, very submissive dude. Okay.
Okay. Holy shit. You find...
We're starting a lot of fights for someone with 13 HP.
That just runs to like a whole other level.
In the first soldier that was killed, you find 11 silver pieces. The...
You gotta write this all down.
Yep. The revolver.
Are you going to be a banker again?
And two medals for bravery.
Woo! You can use
is those. Is the revolver fancy like his?
It's just a regular revolver.
Two bravery medals. Okay.
Are there any bullets in it?
The medals are made of gold.
Okay. Ooh. And then does the revolver have any bullets in it?
The revolver is, I think he shot twice.
So plus four bullets?
I know he shot into the crowd twice.
I think he only shot once.
Oh, yeah. Two shots were fired, one from each of them.
Yeah.
Because the one guy had he put a... he readied his action, and the other guy, when he first got in, took a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think this...
So they both, of these revolvers that you're about to find, have
one
shot.
Yeah,
this is
the ready action guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so
nobody carries bullets on him?
What'd the other guy have on him?
What kind of army is
he this? Actually has a pouch with six shots in it.
Plus, what the other guy does?
The first guy.
Okay, so plus six. So there's 11 bullets there. Okay.
And he also has an ornamental dagger.
Cool.
It's statistically, or as far as mechanics, it's just a dagger, but it is nicer than the one that you have.
Cool. Well, I don't have one,
Actually, you're an artificer, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
You immediately recognize it's worth probably 2 or 3 gold.
Okay.
Okay.
You should find out if it's magical.
I can't yet. I'm still waiting on the second corpse.
The second corpse, you find 13 silver. A revolver with 5 shots in it. A pouch with 6 shots in it.
Sorry.
Was it a and a handkerchief. No. Oh, a silk white handkerchief with the initials WB.
Can I investigate that?
Well,
what would you have
it's a silk white handkerchief with the initials WB.
Warner Brothers.
And then, of course, on both of them, they're both wearing officer's clothing.
So I get a hat?
They don't have hats.
They're already wearing a shit
one
hat.
One of those officers' clothing is all shot.
Not yet.
Yeah, one of those officers' clothing is literally like gore and like flayed and.
And then I yeah okay.
Wow. Wow.
Because you think it's going the other way. Yeah.
Okay, and that's all of my actions that I can take that turn, right?
Yeah,
yeah. So
I think so.
I'm just like I can't do anything. Well, can I give anything to Scott? I mean to Raiden? Can I give something to Raiden?
You're like not even close to him.
Isn't he
They're
great?
Standing right next.
Oh yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I mean, what are you trying to give him?
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I'm not going to either.
It's not
going
to change anything.
He's trying to shit.
He's still getting shit yet.
Okay.
You know Grundle's probably going to stomp you down if you shit on
the loyalists' track. Turn, and they are fucking shooting this guy and that guy. That's a hit. That is also a hit.
They're shooting at that guy and that guy?
Yeah, so this will be damage for him.
Okay.
That's 10 plus 1. And he's fucking toast.
Is 100 gold a lot, then?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a lot.
Curtis,
to
mark the body?
Huh?
That guy just got fucking blasted. He's done.
Just the one?
He's gone.
Okay.
And this is damage for the other guy.
Ooh, that's the wrong one.
And same thing. He's toast.
Okay.
Now it is the officer's turn. They're fucking dead. Vlad, your turn. eBay.
Hey, eBay. No, I fucking... Somebody texted me.
It's your turn.
Well, is there anybody left to loot? Or...
The wrong...
There's a lot of bodies to loot, actually. Ask Curtis.
There are...
That could get some loot.
Well... Where is he? He's yellow?
I'm yellow.
He's right by the captain.
Nobody's looted the captain yet.
Working on it.
It's funny that you guys are in middle of combat. You're looting bodies. Like that's...
We don't know we're in combat, though.
Are we in combat?
Oh, yeah, you're in the other car.
We're in different trains.
Well, actually, you do, because you hear gunshots coming from the other car.
Is
there combat? Well, does it help?
He's the only one that's in that car.
Yeah.
You're actually...
You guys bailed on him.
Well, he turned around the other way.
You're actually pretty close.
Your army's kind of...
Got decimated.
Yeah. I know, you're the one who, like, started shooting.
Yeah, well, seemed like a good idea.
You're actually pretty close to the other car, Bjorn. I mean, you can go help. Do you have...
You would have to do the dex throw over the fucking...
I'll help, but I don't really have a whole lot in the line of weapons.
I mean, you have a musket.
I do have a musket. I got a musket, yeah.
Yeah.
I could go shoot motherfuckers.
So me, you make the step across the ground.
And you... Never mind. But yeah, you have a musket.
I got a musket. I should go help. Can I go help?
I would take a running jump to go help.
Alright. I will run into the other car.
Make a dex check with advantage.
Yeah, bust in, be like, bitches, here's my musket.
Come and suck it.
Suck on my musket. All fucking Quentin Tarantino-ish.
Roll that twice, by the way.
At 19.
That's
weird. Yep.
That's just to make it across the thing.
And so that's 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 gets you this far.
Shoot him.
I shoots.
Which one? Top or bottom?
I'll take the top one.
You don't know who to shoot. As you cross over, he wouldn't know the black dots on our side.
Ah, it's true.
Take a guess.
In fact, you don't even know I'm on your side.
It's true. So you run into the
actually
car,
he would
put you right there
because the door was open between the two deals, and they all seen.
He wasn't
well, no,
looking,
I was in the
he
way.
Wasn't looking though, yeah.
Yeah, I was in the way. So right,
he's
wouldn't.
Been rather aloof this whole time.
In real life and the game.
Yeah.
I'd shoot the top one.
I guess
the top one.
How do we practically play that out? Because he's running in to shoot somebody.
Meta information. Well, what I can tell you is that
just run in and tell everybody to chill the fuck out.
What I can tell you is that this guy is pointing his loaded musket this way. There's two bodies in front of him, and these guys are literally just got done shooting those other guys down. So.
Yeah, that doesn't look good.
Are they wearing the same outfits as everybody else?
Yeah,
everyone looks the same here.
Yeah, because we're all conscripts.
Oh, these are like diabetes.
Yeah, that's what I said. They're diabetes, man. They need diabetes.
Hey, you could ask them.
Which guy do I shoot?
You know I'm on your side, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, no. You're literally asking anyone. You're in the dark.
Hey, everybody, who do I shoot?
I would ask who's
at this point,
part of the mutiny.
This maybe. Guy?
Eliminate the whole process.
This guy swings
one
on
of the crates.
Mm. And now he's pointing his gun at you.
Oh, good.
Just shoot crate.
I would just
yell for everybody.
Yell out something along the lines of like,
yeah. Ah, everybody stop! Everybody stop! Ah, no good! No good!
Of like, I'm with the mutiny.
Yeah, that's a better point. Yeah. I'm with the mutiny. Don't fucking shoot me. If you're with the mutiny, tell me who to shoot, and I'll help.
Immediately.
Okay.
Swings back around.
So now you know who to shoot.
I do know how to shoot. All right. I'll take the bottom guy.
Actually?
No. Yeah.
I think I have to make a raw charisma check.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're a cleric. Hopefully your charisma is reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that is fair.
Yeah.
But he is great.
The box of oatmeal cream pies?
Yeah.
This itchy beard going on.
Shit.
Going on
16 plus a...
Yeah, okay. Yep, that's good. They swing it back around and point, or he swings back around and points it back at these guys.
I'll take a shot at the bottom one.
Bottom one? Okay, roll to hit.
Six.
Bang!
Six.
Plus.
Two.
That's not enough.
I mean, I've seen Bjorn shoot.
Goes
That's
wide.
About accurate.
So high. Goes wide, puts a hole in the far wall.
That's being optimistic.
Anything else from you, Bjorn?
Can I do anything else?
No.
Can I duck behind something?
Yeah.
Now that I made them mad, I'm going to duck behind something.
Okay, give me a stealth check. Just.
So I came in the Shakar. Can I. Motherfuckers! And then I'm like, wait, who do I shoot?
I guess I live in a movie.
And then I miss and you shoot the wall. I'm cowering.
Some Don Knotts shit.
It's okay. It's not a critical check here.
Well, five. What's
everybody saw that. You ran in.
And now he's hiding behind his own bus.
Who do I shoot? BAM!
Jumped right behind the fucking crate.
Now he's standing behind his own musket for fucking cover.
He's got it to the side of him so he can get in.
I believe the order was bust in and be like, motherfuckers.
Hey, question. You see those little yellow dots by the crates?
These?
Yeah, what are they?
Nothing.
Okay.
It's just, I think in the original map, you know, always remember that when I put up maps, I'm literally just hijacking them from other people. These are supposed to be lanterns, but I'm not sure. In my world, they're nothing, and this whole train is a piece of shit. Or at least these cars, anyway. Because, like, obviously, you know, those are seats, and these are, like, nice windows and stuff. And it's like, nah, this is pretty much open air. And it's like some deli fucking, you know, one of those trains that people be hanging out the side of it, you know, trying to get to work or whatever. Bangladesh.
900 people hanging out of
the Anyway, Grundle, you're up, buddy.
I'm actually going to, take a run and try to get on the car in front of me.
And 15, dex check
you're
with advantage.
Up there.
Well, I'm going to drive this motherfucking train.
Here we go. With advantage?
I hope. 17.
Yep, you make it.
Yep.
So much better when you guys go for advantage, right?
Because the first one was a 3, so I'm like, shit.
So you make it across, or you're actually like going in? Actually, yep. I need both Raiden and Mickles to make dex checks, because this is a fucking Goliath.
Bowling ball can fly across the aisle.
He's pushing you around.
11.
6.
Yeah, you got kicked, buddy. I'm sorry.
How much damage?
It's going to be 1 point of bludgeoning damage. As you get pushed against the wall. Because there's already 2 people in that spot. It's like, you gotta do something there. Okay,
can
so...
keep moving it forward.
Whole train moves when you land.
Woohoo! I
officer.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was at 15, 20, 25, 30?
That's it. Let's,
So you actually get to see a little bit more. Oops, that's you.
So we're technically in combat, and I haven't... That was my action, so for a bonus action, I can dash, correct?
Yeah, if you want
it. Yeah, let's dash and go even farther forward.
Don't you have, like, 40 feet?
30.
Oh, until who had 40 feet?
Up. If you remember, whenever you I get up there to like 5 or 6, I get like 45.
So how far are you trying to go?
I'm trying to get to the front of the train.
10, 15, 20,
25,
30, 35, 40.
Maybe
30. 30, so that puts you back here. Okay, but
right
you...
there.
What would it be?
One more.
So 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, yeah, you're
okay.
Okay, so this actually...
Ghost train!
Oh my gosh!
Oh.
And you see...
But there's nobody in this car other than the three
on,
of us.
Hold on.
Wouldn't the door be closed?
We don't know about inside of all those cabins, do we?
I know, but the car that we're in right now is what I'm concerned about. Are there other people in there?
Yeah, because of all
like, am I going to come around that last corner and, oh, here's five dudes.
Maybe.
Hopefully.
If it's that kind of party.
It always says in a rhyme around.
That says more about you than anybody else.
Yeah. This is a fantasy.
Is this a real life?
Because there's nothing gay about a group of dudes in a basement fantasizing together.
That's a little gay.
As long as you pat each other and say the game, it's fine.
Yeah. I mean, I'm cool with it.
So
I'm,
as you turn that corner, you look... Shit. And these doors do have windows.
Any physical contact.
And you see a guy who sees you through the window. He immediately opens up the door, and then you don't see him. He like goes down.
Yeah, I was depressed. I'm not married. I'm not
talking. Oh, he fell.
Oh,
didn't fall. He definitely like bent forward.
It's just a whole new set of problems.
I already took all my actions.
My favorite line.
Technically, would I be out of combat?
No.
Since he
there's still enemies alive. There's still enemies alive. So I have to go by
combat. Show off, and this priest gets sent to talk.
Like I can't do not combat for you. Combat for someone else.
Priest.
I mean, everyone's in combat.
How can you do that? He's like, hey, it's basically like exchanging one set of problems for another. Because
then, once you're out of like combat range, like 60 feet. Should be out of combat while combat's going on. Kind of
Eldritch Blast goes 500 feet.
Does it?
Yeah.
See, Vampires, it only goes some like 60 to 100 feet.
There is no map that I'll ever show you that is outside of combat range. Like, Eldritch Blast, like, just without any weird fucking shit, goes 500 feet.
Months?
Yeah, it's stupid. And I think you could, like, customize it as a warlock. You can actually get it out to 1,000 or 1,200 or something like that. But you have to, if you dive deep into, there's a specific subclass that really hones in that Eldritch Blast, and you end up with, I think it's like 1,200 feet or something. It's stupid. So in my other party, I gave
4 football feet.
I gave this Dragonborn Warlock, what was it? It's something that added +6 to his spell save. And he had his Eldritch Blast made so that it went 1,200 feet. He was Dragonborn, or not Dragonborn, but, Dragonborn. So he could fly, and he had his Eldritch Blast so that any time it connected, any time it dealt damage, it pushed them back 20 feet. So, like, he literally could just, like, fly up in the air and just fucking Iron Man people against walls and shit. Like, it was just so fucking powered. It's stupid. It's only because I gave him like a +6. I gave him a magical item that gave him like a +6 to his spell save DC. Because they're supposed to get a fucking dex roll or whatever to not fall. But when he's got a +6 and it's already like an 18, it's like nobody's fucking saving. Like, what NPC comes with a +4 fucking stat? Nobody.
You know? One specifically designed to take out your warlock.
Yeah, that's. I mean, well, luckily the campaign ended, but. I remember thinking, this is a problem. Anyway, it's the mutineers' turn, so that's these guys. Now, these guys are all just like...
Now what?
Now what? Exactly. That is, like, nobody knows what to do. They're looking around for somebody to tell them what to do. This guy, on the other hand, is going to shoot that guy. He's gonna try. He fails miserably. Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay.
Bunch of douchebags.
The douches bags. It's called the grocery store, you douchebags.
His gun doesn't blow up. Which is good.
Jesus.
He not failed.
That's useful.
But it does, something breaks on it. You hear like bang, and then something just kind of like click off or whatever. Mm. Ding, 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 ding. And he, so now he's just like standing there looking at his rifle. And he's actually going to take cover, like actual cover. And he's going to make a tough turn. Okay. And Josh is gone. Top of the round, Nebish.
All right, I got a loaded musket. Everybody's out of the way. I'm going to jump up, fly to the front of the car.
Right, you're at the front.
Or back of the car where those guys are. Center of the row there, and just kind of swing my musket back and forth. And, rah, surrender! Surrender! Because I know they both have on.
Yeah, their hands are up. All right. Their hands are absolutely up. Actually, give me an intimidation check with advantage.
Oh, Jesus.
With advantage, so at least you got that going for you.
Yeah, I mean,
so
I guess we can roll it anyway. No, I'm not very intimidated. I got a one. Oh, it's with advantage! Yeah. Woo! Yes! Swinging all the way the other way. The minus one.
18? Yeah. I'm pretty sure they don't say it. Hold on. Yeah. Yeah. They're hands up. They drop their muskets.
All right.
Hands up. They're just like, okay. They see they're outnumbered, like, sit down and shut up! Sit down and shut up! They go right down. Hands up.
Bad voice.
Everybody give me a dex save.
No.
Dex saving throw.
Yes.
14.
Funny is my area?
No. Nat 20.
Nat 20.
9. That makes mine a 23, just for the record.
Grendel?
I rolled a 14, so it would be...
Vlad and Mikkel, you guys are knocked to the ground.
Ooh.
As the entire train shudders.
Ooh.
Everyone feels just this massive just deceleration. Just, right? You didn't hit anything, but something definitely happened. Okay? Grundle?
Do we hear squealing, like the brakes have been locked up or anything?
16. No.
Okay.
No squealing. Grundle, you, from your vantage point... the cars
separating.
Okay.
Getting further and further away. We are now outside of combat.
Okay, I'm gonna loot the captain.
The captain?
Or
one at a time, Curtis called it.
And I'm right there. I'm gonna go loot his fucking room. Okay, fine.
Okay, so he has...
I just need bullets.
I'm taking his dildo.
Good. And you can go fuck yourself.
I will, with all of the bullets he has stashed in his dildo.
I don't think you know what that word means. Do you think dildo is gun?
He has two pouches with
shoot.
Six bullets.
No,
he's got a pouch.
Where's
the pouch might be?
Okay.
And when I say bullets, I mean ammunition, which is enough bullet and black powder to fire the bullet. Okay? Like, I'll tell you if there's no powder with it, basically.
It's a six.
Because they're not bullets. These aren't cartridges. These are. It's a ball and powder, but the powder's in a paper.
And then a revolver?
Yeah. It's called
old school, man.
It's called a percussion revolver. That's why all these take so long to reload. It's the whole reason why I'm doing.
I mean, that makes sense. I just. Those are pretty rare. Those are worth a lot. Now.
Mm-hmm. Five stars.
Okay, so he has two of those pouches.
Two pouches of six bullets?
Each one has six rounds. Someday.
Right. Okay. So.
He has five gold medals, like medals of commendation, and one platinum medal.
Ooh.
He has an ornate silver dagger.
Like engraved or bejeweled?
Not bejeweled, just it's fancy. It's got, you know, scrawl work on it and stuff.
Okay.
He's got some type of crystal shard wrapped around with a leather. I'm gonna use the word, but because it's got a leather strap on it. The word is thong, but it's a strap.
A strap on is better than a thong.
That's why I was hesitant to use the word.
Like in a necklace type of thing?
Yeah.
A strap on the necklace.
Do I know what this crystal is?
Not immediately.
Like, is it glowing or anything?
No.
Okay.
You can make an arcana check if you'd like.
Okay. 19 plus 3.
It 22. Is a magical item. Ooh. You can tell that. But as far as what it is and what it does, you'll need somebody to figure that out.
Hey, we got a guy. Can I know a guy.
Okay.
I get a plus 6 bonus on
that. And he has a key ring.
Actually, I get a plus 12
with
bonus
four
on that.
Keys on it. And they all appear to be identical.
Right, because it's a magical item.
And then a pouch with 10 gold.
Alright. I'm going to loot the one with the bed in it.
This here?
Other in there.
Which one? This?
No, keep going.
This?
Yeah, that one, because it's
you
got
this. You've got to get in that train car first.
I am in that train car.
Yeah, he's...
he's silver.
The door's locked.
Hey! What's your name? Bloody Tampon?
Yes.
Bloody Tampon. You want to
well,
bring
don't,
the...
You don't
oh,
know
I don't
my
know
name.
That you have those keys back there, huh? So, huh.
Call the big guy up, kick him in.
Can I?
So that's me and my tinkerer's tools.
Right?
So I can't fucking get into it. I'm,
No lockpicking.
You can bust the door, right?
Lockpicks are
out there. Fuck it, let's try it.
Tinker's tools are
go
like...
Go for busting it down?
Yep.
Okay, I need you to make a strength check.
Screwdriver wrench, like
yeah, no, we're not breaking any doors down today.
That type of thing?
6 plus 0.
It is a sturdy door.
Hey, did anybody find any keys?
I got keys.
You should bring those back here. Or up here.
He gave you the finger. Which you deserve.
I'm gonna go to the little guy. Wait, first. Because he's wearing a trench coat.
Hold on, you already had an opportunity to do stuff.
Oh, yeah, I was trying to help.
Well, you said that this trace, this,
can't
that,
unlock
that
it
this
from back
box
here.
Car smelled like good food, right?
Yep.
I'd like to try and follow the smell of that food and go into that room.
Give me a nature check.
Ooh.
7 plus...
You never know.
11.
Yeah. You can easily track it to this room.
I can't see your hand because of all the stuff.
The oh, first room.
The one right next to
I'd like to enter that room.
It's
locked.
The door's locked. That's what he was just trying
oh,
to
do.
No, he was at a different door, but
oh,
this door is locked.
You can never tell when
four
a
keys.
Belt of Order. Pork chops might come in handy.
a steak skirt. Not a skirt steak. A steak skirt.
Yeah, okay, we killed a T-Rex.
I will totally do a plus 12 history check. Because
I wanted a pet velociraptor.
You give me the key to the room with the food in it.
I don't think it works that way.
So it would be his turn to do whatever he's
doing. But you do...
Because it says I have a plus 6, and
right.
I get to add twice my proficiency to any magic-related
but
item alchemy.
I already know it's magical.
Okay.
Like, you would find out this... Doing it that way, you would find out the same information I did because I rolled so high. However, you do have detect magic and identify magic as ritual spells.
Yeah.
And that's where you would use that.
Okay.
And then it just happens automatically, I believe.
Something that you guys have never dealt with that
I have to touch it.
I'm going to tell you because these guys have never really dealt with it in campaigns. You're going to want to check most of your spells. Not most of your spells. Some of your spells is going to have a little R diamond on it.
Yeah.
And that means that you can cast it as a ritual, which means you don't need to have it prepared, and you don't need to have it, or it doesn't take up a spell slot when you cast it. But it takes a long time. Like, usually a ritual.
And also, with the material, it's a pearl worth at least 100 gold.
Is that the casting time?
Yeah, it'll be whatever the casting time
is. That one's only a minute.
As a ritual?
Yeah. It's got the little R square.
Yep.
It's one. I mean, it's just identifying what it is. So. Yep.
That's only a minute. So I mean, some of the easy ones are like that, but some like what's Layman's Tiny Hut or whatever, the one that you make, make a tent that takes like an hour or something.
Which
like
makes
that.
Sense.
Yeah.
Is the commander wearing the same trench coat that I am, or that we all are?
No, no. This is of a much higher quality. It is the same color. It's like a bluish gray kind of color.
Yeah.
Specifically,
what kind of buttons?
They're like, your buttons are like Popper's buttons. Yep. They're just, there's nothing fancy about them. They're utilitarian. His buttons are like what you would find on like a Navy pea coat. Like they
like
have an inlay.
Brass
and there's brass. Like it's fancy.
I'm gonna cut them off.
Take the buttons.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, add it to your inventory.
Okay. How many?
Six on the front.
Isn't it? His
and there's also two cufflinks each.
Isn't it his turn to loot bodies and stuff, or is he going?
I got
two
prisoners. I'm just keeping a gun on him. Like,
okay. Oh, that's right. See, I can't.
It's hard because
like
all
your laptop, cuts off the bottom. I know, but we're talking to you, and I keep forgetting you and your train car exist, and you're kind of in combat.
they surrendered.
I know,
but it's
not all as well like ours.
Yeah,
I'll trade.
But you wouldn't know.
I would
there's
like
no way for you to know that.
I would like to go to that room and knock Raiden out of the way and say, Grundle, get in this door.
That's why I grabbed him. I don't want
to fucking bash it down with my fist.
For those
with my fist, actually. Well, let's kick it. Let's kick the door in. That way I don't take any real damage.
Your dick is a battering ram. Come on.
Well, I would, but then, like, I know he'll be like, you know you're using your dick for
this.
You're going to take damage.
Oh,
right.
What are we doing with the other two?
What are you doing with the other two? So you're kicking the door?
I got to wait my turn.
I rolled.
I've got keys.
With advantage.
I've got keys.
I mean, I know, but you're in a different car.
But the keys are for that car.
Because
you're not grouped up with them, so you didn't see that I have keys. I'm sorry.
With my strength, that would be plus 3, 17, so it would be like 15.
Yeah. Kicks wide open.
Okay, what can I investigate what's in there? Can I take a look?
Yep.
Alright, I'm going to investigate it. 13.
That was this
one. Yep.
You see two perfectly made beds, a nightstand, and what appears to be a set of boots without an owner.
Okay, let's check the nightstand.
Okay. You don't need to roll again. Okay. And the nightstand is completely empty. Like, it appears to be completely unused other than the boots.
Okay, anything, the boots, anything special about them?
They're nicer than yours.
What size are these?
They're probably not going to fit.
They don't fit you.
Well, I know, but I could use them as barter.
So they're actually like riding boots. Like cavalry
riding
boots. Right.
I'm going to take those anyway.
Very shiny leather.
Okay, I'm going to take those
anyway.
Black. Shiny.
Black leather riding boots. Anything else in the room that I could... Everything's just pretty much spotless.
Yeah, it appears to be almost like an untouched room.
Okay.
You know, other than those boots, it almost is like nobody was even in.
Alright. Good enough.
Nate, you've been quiet.
I'm just holding my guy's prisoner. I called the two other people in my car up to bind them.
By their hands! By their hands! Okay. Give me a persuasion check.
4?
Oh, persuasion. Wait a minute. 4. they're reluctant and they're not moving forward.
Well, alright. That's right. I got my musket on them.
It's not like they don't recognize it as a good idea. Mm-hmm. It's that they feel like
they don't know you.
I don't have
they don't know you. They don't know. Yeah. It's very much like, who the fuck is this squawker? You know. Right. Both of them are human, by the way, and you can tell that there is an inkling of like, why should I listen to this guy?
Right.
You know.
Is there an order to the rooms right now?
Say what?
Is there an order to the movements right now?
Not particularly. I'm just trying to get everybody included. So, Bjorn, what are you doing?
Well, you're in the...
You're in the car with me. I got a musket on two guys that are sitting down on crates with their hands in the air.
And he just yelled to bind the hands, so you could go help bind the hands.
I can bind the hands. Oh, I'm this crazy bird guy. You don't necessarily trust me.
But he did capture the people you were trying to shoot. So, there's that.
Combat right. He's clearly on my side. Okay,
unless you guys start some shit.
I didn't know if there's more people in
this. Between ourselves.
I made over yet. So what are you doing here?
I'll try to bind their hand.
Go for the bind? Okay, give me a sleight of hand check.
Well, he's got keys in the other car. You can have him toss the keys to us since we're at a stop.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah, dude.
One.
Well, I can trade. That one? Trade with him. Because I just want him to the food.
Just one.
That's like, just like...
Okay, he's having difficulty.
In the attempt to bind their hands, he ties his own hands.
He appears to not know how to tie knots.
He forgot to zip that.
Wait, did you roll a one?
Yeah. Is an actual nat one?
Yeah.
See, the rapper goes around the stump and did the...
Which gives him a three.
I forgot my rope, but...
I want to go up to the front car.
The guys are at gunpoint, so they're not going to jump here or anything.
Yeah. I'm going
to
go...
So I tie my hand to the seat or something.
But they do start laughing at you. They're like, Jesus Christ, you never tied a fucking knot before?
Let me show you how that's done.
I feel like that's legit.
He just wraps it around you a bunch of times.
No, I get the musket on these guys.
Also,
I put it down.
I don't know which keys for which door tag.
Bjorn,
I tell him the rabbit goes around the stomp and into the hole.
And we're not friends like me and you are.
Right. Yeah. He's in 7.
Ten. Well.
You're a cleric, man. Come on.
charisma.
How?
For the modifiers, it's the top number, right?
No, it's down on the left right underneath your main stats.
It's a choice. It can be on top or bottom. So.
I'm going to go with the bottom because it's way better.
For charisma?
Yeah.
No, you only have one choice.
But he's a cleric, so he'd get some extra.
Charisma is -1.
What?
You chose really bad stats, buddy.
Oh, sure.
Well, it's because he's...
Well, it fits his character, though.
He's a mutant. That's why his charisma's bad.
Oh, did you not take the...
Yeah, but even a 10 for a cleric's a shitty charisma.
Did you not take the option? Because cleric is a charisma base. You could have not done the
What did I do?
I don't know. I didn't do his stats.
I feel like all my stats are really low. What did I do wrong?
Well, you got good strength and dexterity.
Yeah.
I mean, the things a cleric really needs.
Yeah, it seems really weird.
While we're doing this, can I commence a trade with Blue?
Maybe a Mormon.
Have you ever seen that?
I don't know how I did
that. So, yeah, I would wager that you took the penalty.
You even heard about it.
The -2 to charisma, +2 to something else. And so what I'll let you do, obviously the +2 went to either strength or dexterity.
Yeah, come on, man,
I'll let you go -2 on one of those.
I mean, you never know,
Let's see the South Park format episode, that was
so
good.
Which one?
Yeah, see the screen or South Park made a
strength? Okay.
Broadway play called
on your name.
The Book of Mormon.
Okay, yeah.
And so I wouldn't watch that in Minneapolis whenever it came through, and I was like,
oh, wait,
it is the most, like,
dum-dum-dum-dum.
Yeah, that's a good one. Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. And Joseph Smith grabbed the golden tablets.
Yeah, okay.
Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
Well, what's going on?
That was a good episode.
When he's done, we'll tell him that that's what we were doing.
Yeah, the play is...
Hey, Dustin.
Do you have anything from the Golden Revolver?
Is it better than Cannibal the Musical?
Yes.
That was a good one. That was a good one. But it's
Let's
like...
Let's build the snowman. Don't make him our best friend. We can't say,
it was
make him
offensive.
Now at least you don't have a penalty.
In every which way you could possibly be offensive. Like, Jesus, the guy who played Jesus in the story, came out with a black fucking strap on.
Nice.
And this thing had like a 4-foot-long black dick.
Hell yeah.
And he's like,
okay,
I am Jesus.
While that was going on,
yeah,
he ran back to me. And
hey,
told me
Sean
that they were looking for keys, because he saw me with the keys when I flipped them off. So now we're up there. We're going to see if the keys fit.
Okay, he's still fumbling with rope.
Yeah, I'm running up to the... I'm going to go up to the other car. Yep.
There's no other car.
What's that up
this
there?
This is all gone.
It
detached.
Oh!
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we're unhooked now.
Then I'm,
we're stopped.
Where are the bodies at that haven't been looted yet?
Did you get a chance to do anything?
I just went inside that room and grabbed those boots,
so
and I did put the boots in
my inventory. This one's been looted.
So everyone's had a chance to do something?
Yes.
Well, I got stuck at the... Yeah.
Okay, is there anything pressing that you want to do?
I want to go loot a body.
If we get these guys bound up, I want to grab some more...
Squid dragons.
Musket balls.
Those two?
Those
Good.
Two.
Try and convince those guys again
four.
To turn up. Because Bjorn has failed miserably.
I want to go loot the body.
Help!
Oh, okay.
Help! Ah!
No good. Help.
Need a persuasion roll.
Yeah, all right. I'm tying my hand to my dick.
Yeah.
Five.
So,
Bjorn, are you helping him?
I can try.
No, I was telling the other guy to help Bjorn.
Yeah, and I'm telling Bjorn to help you.
Oh, I'm going to bust it on him. I'm not putting it down.
No, no, no. I mean, help you convince them.
Oh, yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's a long fucking walk, but can I go back to the part that, that we started in?
But at this point, it's Chance.
Call for help, man.
Because yeah. I would like to go help them line those guys up, even though I'm not aware of it.
I'll try to call for help, too.
Yeah.
I just want to be in down that way.
He's gonna turn
at this point, these guys are starting to get restless.
Yeah.
They're sensing like quite a bit of indecision and like nobody really knows, and like you can see they're actually starting to like wait for a weakness.
Right.
If the two of them, because there's still two good guys in there.
Yeah.
Well, three good guys and two bad guys.
I have not been.
It's two of them, one of the NPCs, and then two of the bad guys.
Oh. Hole in the wall, and then
so the two of them can't convince the one dude. To come help?
No.
Is that what they were trying to do?
We're not very charismatic people.
Yeah.
And
they're failing
miserably.
Even
though he's a freaking cleric.
Kill him.
They're failing miserably.
Can I help Bjorn redo his stats?
Fucking kill him. Just kill him. Yeah. Simple. Spent two turns trying to...
Why don't we get him to turn to our side?
They don't look like they're going to turn to your side, buddy.
I'm just saying, you spent two turns trying to tie a knot. I feel like it's trigger time.
All right, did I see him squirm? Did I just put the musket to his face and
he's
pull the trigger?
He's about to jump. You can tell. Like,
all right, man, I'll shoot him.
He goes back, shot him right in the head. The other guy calms right the fuck down.
All
right. He sits webbing. He's like, okay, I'm done.
That's another body in that car.
He actually, like, instead of resisting the rope...
He's helping.
No,
you go around this way, underneath.
Yep.
I want to loot the body of the guy who... I stuck in the original one that... I fucking stuck the gun to his head.
Actually looting his body? The officer?
Yeah, the one I took
the
ranked
soldier?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then me and... Mikkel.
Stand by.
You mean to roll?
No. Or yeah,
I do
sorry.
Perception check on the ring.
What is it? What am I rolling?
Plus six.
Oh,
investigation.
Yep.
Eight.
You find 6 copper.
Ooh.
Nice.
Rich. Wait, no, sorry. Investigation is plus 6.
And a box
for the new one
of tobacco and rolling papers.
Yeah, mine's supposed to, I'll let you go first, and then if you fuck it all up, then or I can help you.
I don't want it.
You can roll the advantage.
At this point, everyone feels the train has stopped. You've been rolling for quite a while, as you know, and all its momentum is spent. Did you have something you wanted to do?
Yeah, I was going to walk back through the train cars and just see what because they took the keys. They're going through those rooms or whatever. I just wanted to walk back through the train cars into the very first car I started in.
Is there another car in a way back?
All the way
still?
Back. So back here.
Yep. I don't know yet.
Okay. Yeah, you see them finally subduing this one guy, and. Basically carnage with the rest of the people who were in the train. There is a door here.
Okay. I wanted to walk up to him and be like, you help Grundle, you friend. So I've got a friendship with him and him.
Wonderful.
I mean, I usually state that because, like, people that I'm not
don't tell me,
with,
tell them.
Okay, people I'm not a friend with and people I don't like, I will attack you if you piss me off. It's that simple.
Yeah, man, don't tell me that shit. That's...
Okay, yes, right,
well,
that is a habit that I...
Grab, like, 40 more musket balls and a couple horns. Forget, so I got powder for them.
You're gonna start scooping up some of that powder?
Well, I mean, I assume the other people, like I have, would have had, a powder horn.
Yeah, they all have the exact same stuff as you, so...
Yeah,
you wanted...
so I'll grab 40 more balls and the powder to go with them, so I can load
so that's
musket.
One of the bodies? No.
Well, it'd be two.
That'd be two of the bodies, yeah. Anybody else? Any burning desires?
We're trying to investigate the rooms.
That sounds like
keys. You got keys? Okay, so which door first?
The closest one.
You open it up.
He was very excited about that room.
And it is a pantry, and there is actually a stew that is currently cooking.
Can I do an investigation roll?
Absolutely.
Okay.
On the stew?
You were super pumped about that.
It's more than just a stew. It's actually a brew.
Like booze?
Roll like for investigation and
like
find
a potion.
Out.
Yeah.
Can I roll for investigation and find out?
No. It would have to be Arcana, actually.
What's the difference between that?
So there's Arcana is a stat, just like investigation.
Oh, okay. So I get a +4?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Fucking 7.
You need to die.
It's magical in nature.
It smells delicious.
You'd have to cast a spell to find out more.
It's
bubbling. Is there any, like,
if you take it, it makes your pecker hard.
Containers in here?
It's a pantry. There's tons of containers here.
Can I empty something out?
Sure.
And then hand them to him so he can scoop?
Oh, you're looking for something like watertight?
Yeah.
To, like, grab the potion?
Yeah.
So there's, like, canned goods. There's, like, a bunch of canned goods. You could crack them open and use that, I think. But there's nothing, like, a bottle with a lid or anything like
that.
You're not
seeing. Can I empty
it's out a
my gunpowder horn?
No, you have a water skin.
Oh, yeah. I'll use my water skin.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. For right now, you can just add it as mystery potion.
Okay.
It's a mystery.
Unless you want to cast Identify on it.
Can I cast Identify on it?
You don't have a pearl.
Yeah, I don't have a
pearl. You need a anal bead or something.
We kept that.
Anal
bead
the size
pearl
of pearls? What's the point of that?
Like I said, the train has stopped, okay? And now this whole process of investigation and tying these guys up, it's actually been a while since the fight. Like, this has been, like, a good 20 minutes, okay?
So, on my way to the next room, I'm going to peek out the window. Can I still see the train?
This window?
No, the window that's right. Those are windows on the side, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So the window right across the from the door. That one. Can I see the train at all?
No.
Are they, like, glass windows, or is it just a hole?
Well, what I think you're confusing is...
It's one long
this
train.
This is not
no.
That way. It's that way.
No. Is
okay,
I'm assuming because it's
down
old,
the crack
it's just a hole.
Can you stick his head out the window and look back?
Yeah.
Oh, you're trying to stick your head out the window.
Yeah,
you can open it up, for sure.
Oh, okay,
and
yeah.
And then stick your head out the window.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Okay, yeah. It's miles away. It's like a dot on
so
the
so it's
horizon.
Still gone?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, fuck him then.
Are there
yeah,
any cars
in fact,
behind us?
You know, it was a steam locomotive, and so you can see the plume pretty well, but the train itself is
so they're not coming
gone.
Back for us as well.
No. But do give me an investigation roll.
Okay. That's not mine. +5. So that's 14.
So looking at the train and the steam plume, you know, the sun is just glinting off of the steam, right? So it gives you a pretty good view. It's almost like a you know, lampshade or whatever. It's letting off more light than it normally would have. But just then, a glint in the sky, just above and behind it. And at this point, you don't know what it is, but it's definitely something, and it's definitely in the sky, and it's definitely shiny.
I have a spyglass. Would that help?
Absolutely. Give me another investigation roll with advantage.
So 18 plus 5. Whatever that is. 23.
Pull up the spyglass and take a look. You know, you follow that steam trail. Just up and to the left. And yeah, you caught it. You couldn't miss it. I don't know how you couldn't see it with the naked eye. You see the distinct outline of an airship that is heading straight towards you. Currently, in terms of time, a good half an hour, 45 minutes away.
Okay.
Before we end, can we go check out to see if there's a car behind us?
Yeah.
Like, he mentioned that we should go do that.
Who's in the car with me?
Since I'm done grabbing the bullets, I'll open the door to the back.
It's locked. This one was locked.
That's locked? Okay.
Yeah.
Hey,
break it down!
Let's break it down, because we gotta... None of us decided to go backwards.
Who's in the car with me?
Scott and Mickles.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm gonna
Raiden
go.
And Mickles.
I'm gonna tell them there's an airship coming, we gotta fucking go.
Here's your hat, Mickles.
Did you shit in it or
no?
Oh,
I
yeah!
Ha! I love it. I rolled a 13.
Thank you.
It'd be 16.
Going to kick it?
Yep.
So, 18? 19?
Yep. 18.
Fucking boom!
It's
crack!
It's a door on the
All right, then we go through and see what's behind it.
Oh, look.
And then I'd like to roll investigation.
That's where the glory hole is. That's where your ammo is.
It's
really?
Not good.
Okay. Hey, at least the train's not moving, so if we fall down when we're going across, it'll be okay.
9 for investigation.
9?
Mm-hmm.
Well, immediately, as soon as you open up this door, you catch a very familiar smell. Smells like a brewery, right? All of these is safe to assume is ale. As far as what's in the other crates, you'd have to crack them open to look.
I'm going to run back and I'm going to crack a crepe.
You're still on the first train, dude. You don't see none of this, man. So I'm going to crack open a couple crates. Let's crack the first one.
You don't need to roll.
All right.
So in the first one is 5 rifles. No
five
ammunition.
Rifles. Oh, shit.
Like what I'll we have?
That. Yeah, muskets. I'm
muskets,
sorry.
Muskets, okay.
Okay. I perked up, because that's a different thing.
Yeah. Sorry.
With no ammunition.
Can I check the other two rooms?
No ammunition.
Are they empty?
The other two rooms?
Yeah.
Sure.
I got keys.
Just
quickly, so...
You open up the first one, and it's like a state room. It obviously was meant to house someone of great importance.
Sure. I killed them.
Nice. As far as possessions, there are none.
Okay, good. Next.
The last one is another bunk room. It looks identical. This one, however, does look used.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Cool. I'm going to run to the...
Check all the crates.
I'm going to... mush Mikkel and Scott along. Like, we gotta fucking go.
Okay.
Alright. I'm not in that car anymore.
Towards the back of the train, or are you just getting off the train?
I'm not in the same car as him anymore.
I'm gonna hop off the train and start running alongside of it. And then, like, pounding on it. Like, we gotta fucking go.
Yep. And I see him, because I'm in the other car.
Okay, you guys hear this.
Yep.
Yes, I'm choosing to follow him. Check crates.
I'm with him.
So.
And then I'd like to trade.
There's 5 muskets in 1 crate, so maybe we should check crates before we fucking jet.
2 revolvers.
Somebody should blow
their smaller casks, everything's ale, or is there any brandy, or anything?
It all looks, and in fact, the smell, like, give me a nature check.
Hey, guys. Lots of guns. Lots of
guns.
I don't know.
14? You can immediately recognize this is not good ale. This is a soldier's ration ale.
Sure.
That's not good. Alright, what's in the crates?
Don't make the air recorders gassy anyway, so
Huh? Crates, what's useful in them?
Yeah. So you just crack them open. So all of them contain muskets. No ammunition. The last one looks different than the rest. And you crack it open, and it is a brass cannon disassembled. When I say cannon, I mean we're talking no one man can carry this thing. Not even you.
But it would have wheels when you drag it.
It doesn't have wheels. Or there are wheels, but it's disassembled.
We can put it together. This guy knows how to put shit together.
Look, we gotta get the fuck out of here because there is a fucking airship.
We got
coming.
A fucking cannon, dude. We can take it down.
Yeah, that cannon changes things. Does someone yell out as I'm
I have.
Along?
I said, hey guys, guns, lots of guns.
I immediately, with excitement, because I like challenges, run to Grundle. And give him a high five for his good find and start investigating.
High knee.
I climb up him like the cat that climbs up Curtis. And I give him a high five. And then I kiss his beautiful bald head. And then I start just... Is Grundle bald?
Yes, I am bald.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then I just... I don't know. Can I do an investigation roll to see if there's anything I can do about the cannon? Yeah.
I've never played with an artificer.
See, I can count as one size larger... When determining my carrying capacity and the weight I can push, drag, or lift,
I just
want to
know if I can
500 fucking pounds, 10 foot tall. So that would be one size larger. Would be
one
like,
size larger, larger. That's not gargantuan, but it's huge.
I'm already gigantic, so a cannon.
Also,
that's great. You can't lift it.
Wait, make a call
before we get all whatever. Is I'm assuming we're all.
Could I help him lift it?
Grouped up now.
Yeah, as a team, you can all lift it.
Come on, man, we can mount it on his shoulder. That would be great.
Well, like, realistically, I was just watching a strongman competition, and that was one of the competitions, is to carry a cannon.
Sure, this one might be a really big
like,
cannon.
Historically accurate.
Is I'm going to use history, not investigation.
Awesome. Okay.
Is there ammo
is it,
for this
is it a magical cannon at all?
No.
Is it a magical item at all?
Roll Arcana.
Okay.
Ooh.
Just because if it is magic, I get a double bonus. So 12.
It is not magical.
Okay, cool. So the history, I get rolling history. Nine plus six is 15.
15. Yeah, so you take a look at all the parts, and you're like, yeah, everything looks like it's here. We could put this together.
I would like to start putting it together with Grendel's help for the heavy lifting.
Okay, that'll be between you guys.
Later. But we can't carry it.
This is where we're ending the session.
Cool.
Sounds good, man.
You can't carry it.
We're taking
down
an airship.
The whole thing, yeah. So.
Maybe.
I'm going to start reloading things.
That's next session, man.
Yo, I'm taking a nap, because I'm fucked up.
Are we on a break? Hey, does this session count as a long break or no?
No.
It's just, we're just paused.
Well,
you know?
I don't know if we need that or not.
So, just for your benefit, a short rest is an hour of, like, just collecting yourself, you know, and there's some benefits you can have.
But
we
don't even have that because the thing is only 40 minutes away.
Right. A long rest is 8 hours of...
There will be no rest between...
Fucking resting, like sleeping, you know, quietly reading, you know, but it's 8 hours. Those are the actual time frames. So
are we resting?
Short rest
at all?
Is an hour, long rest is 8 hours.
There's no rest between this one and next
no.
one. So, I'm gonna die next week, guys.
Oh. Scott.
I can't tell you. No, I'm good. Just, you guys have
I don't think we'll need this. Probably not. Unless you guys plan on, like, stacking bodies for cover.
Oh my god, I just gotta...
So I gotta update my inventory. That's fine. I don't know who these were.
So yeah, actually, there was a strong man. There's like the United States versus the British or whatever in the UK. And part of it was like, historically, there's this guy who supposedly during the Civil War, like, was the biggest, strongest man, like, ever to be seen in the world. Like, during the war, picked up a fucking cannon because it was left behind, like the cannon barrel, and carried it to safety to where they could take it and put it on a thing and go. So the strongman, that was their competition. Well, let's carry a cannon barrel.
Sorry.
Like, let's see if we can do it.
I'll say, like...
And they, you know, so that's the only reason why I'm like, well, realistically, like, unless
yeah,
it's
but this isn't
big
realistic.
Fucking
this is
cannon.
Dungeons & Fucking Dragons.
So now, by airship, are we talking about, like, a dirigible?
Like a little wings, like a fucking...
Oh,
no.
We're
Hindenburg.
Hindenburg.
So we load that cannon up with scattershot. We can take that fucker out.
Was Blue able to tell what faction the airship was coming from when he saw it through the spyglass?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe we could get ourselves an airship.
I don't think it matters either way. They're not going to like us.
If they're the good guys, we all have...
What I will tell you is that if you want to try and carry the cannon...
Guys are our bad guys are. We're an army.
You're dropping everything
we
else
you need, so the army we're in doesn't want us, and
right.
The enemy is still going to
think
we're
right.
So.
Like, and they would have to carry the other parts. You would be the one just carrying the barrel of the cannon, and you can't carry anything else.
Well, I mean, that's not very... We need a land vehicle.
Well, or you could maybe rig the entire train to be a bomb with the black...
How long would it take us to put it together?
Hard to say.
Because I mean,
I think it's going to be on the artificer's die roll.
Because I actually am proficient in martial weapons, so I imagine
nowhere to hide
because
we're in the middle of the fucking desert.
That's
I know, but
I
if we mount
like,
this cannon on the top of this fucking train car and this airship, what good's an airship whenever we're blasting fucking cannonballs at it?
Can the cannon shoot?
We're going to keep an eye on how fast they
just
run.
I mean, the answer is yes, but. Whether or not you'll be alive by the time you get to where you're going, that's a
I can already throw
question
you 200
entirely.
Feet. So.
He throws me into the airship, and I just suicide bomb and then come back as a healer.
Hey, what's the range of your little fireball thing? It seems probably using hydrogen.
Honestly,
they don't
can,
have helium yet.
Yeah, I, honestly, like, I can shoot 120 feet with that thing, so it's not the worst. Okay, sorry. Oh, your curse is right there. Unless curse is in my ride home.
No, I don't think.
Okay.
Unless...
Thank you, let me use your dice. Those are nice ones.
Yeah, I like using my big, heavy metal dice.
I'm excited to put my...
See, that's like when I play vampires. I tried to use...
Good first session, everybody?
Yeah, very nice.
I tried to use dried dog urine and silver. Mix it together for an explosive. And they're like, what the fuck? And I'm like, check it out. It's real. Like, you can mix... Dried urine, animal urine, dog urine specifically.
Silver fulminate and nitrate.
And they're like
potassium nitrate.
Right, and since it was like the period, we had to be accurate in the period. They're like that hasn't been invented for 1,000 years yet, so can't use it now, and I'm like, shit.
We had, that's like a really expensive gunpowder, though.
But we had silver because we were fighting werewolves, so there was silver everywhere. You know, silver nitrate and whatnot. So I'm like, well, we got war dogs, too. Let's just, like, make an explosive.
Yeah,
he's like, well, you have the magic, too.
Calvin, Nolan, and John.
Oh, Nolan is okay. How long back?
We'll be out all day.
Oh, it's just a day trip? Okay.
Yeah.
Deer or silk?
Pheasant.
Pheasant? Oh, nice.